Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Today's commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. If you had any doubt about the growing acceptance of biotech crops, get this. Last year, there was a global increase in plantings of 14%, grown by 5.5 million farms in 13 countries. This year, we'll have another increase. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. It seems like once a week, the liberal Washington Post paper editorializes arguing for the Congress to roll back the tax relief that the Congress passed last year. The liberals that want to spend your money just keep whining. The centerpiece of that tax relief is the elimination of the death taxes. It is the cruelest tax that we impose on our people. Imagine this. Farmer Brown suddenly arrives in the promised land. He's sitting on a cloud watching the greedy government prepare to confiscate the farming business that he spent a lifetime building. He's calling out to Uncle Sam, "Hey, Uncle Sam, I didn't plan to die, at least not yet. My farm was doing okay. No, I didn't have $1 million set aside to pay you. I didn't have $1 million in my life insurance either. That's too costly. I was busy farming, and I didn't hire lawyers and accountants to put together a complicated estate plan. Now, Uncle Sam, you don't understand. I already paid the taxes when I earned the money. Everything I have is invested in land and buildings and machinery and livestock. If I sell that to pay you, my son won't be able to farm." Now, unfortunately, in too many cases, that is the way it is. We have our chance now, though, to make the tax relief package passed last year permanent. Speaker Denny Hastert is pushing permanent legislation in the House. The question is, will Senator Daschle try to kill the bill in the Senate? Just stay tuned. We have a lot at stake. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.